Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of mind power. Oh, I know you all are so busy. You're just busy getting ready for the fabulous holiday tomorrow. Well, we're going to help you get ready to be able to be fit and fabulous, even with a fabulous turkey celebration, which I know so many of you are going to be enjoying. My guest today is Teresa Tapp, and as I've been telling you, for quite a while now, we have got something very special we're going to be offering you. But more than anything else, we're going to be telling you how you don't have to feel all bloated and puffy and feel like you're going to have to expand two dress sizes after one day of maybe overindulging. Teresa, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Donna.
You know, Teresa, I have just been so thrilled with the results I have been getting from TTAP, and it's an ongoing process. Because I have found that it's really doing a lot of toning for me. But I had, when we were arranging the time to get together on the air, I had mentioned to you a story about a young woman. I was in San Francisco doing an appearance, and I was sharing your information with all kinds of people. And I thought this young woman was not very interested. She and her girlfriend were standing there, and this young lady came back to me. By the way, her girlfriend was pregnant. And we talked about a lot of things about, gee, you can stay fit. You don't have to have heavy scars and all kinds of things from pregnancy. Well, her girlfriend, I thought, was totally disinterested in this very sweet. Both of them were in their 20s, about their middle 20s. This one young lady turns back to me, and I was stunned. And she looked at me, and there were almost like tears in her eyes. And she said, "Do you think it could really help me?" And the next thing I know, she's pulling up her T-shirt, and she's showing me, and here she is, so young, showing me all of this horrific cottage cheese stuff. And we're not talking about an obese young lady. This young lady was not obese. But she'd had two children at a young age, and all of her tissue was sagging, all of this lumpy stuff, really serious cottage cheese look underneath. And she said, "I'm so embarrassed, I can't go to the beach, I just don't know what to do." And I said, "This can help." And I suggested she call your office to try to find out about a trainer, et cetera. And I gave her some of your material. Let's talk about this, Teresa, because I've encountered so many young women that haven't a clue at how important it is to take care of themselves, especially when they get pregnant.
Oh, I know. It's when you... when you go through pregnancy and there's so many different body changes happening, and hormonally, biochemically, as one becomes two. And what many people don't realize is when you're having a child develop inside, they're pulling from the mother in order to develop their skeletal, their nervous system, their muscles. And so it's almost like the need to double, to supplement and to eat even more nutritiously. It's not just calorie counting, it's quality mm-hmm. and nutritional density of foods. Otherwise, you end up with situations like this young mother, where the skin breaks down, the collagen breaks down, the whole framework, infrastructure of the mom became depleted in order to give the most to the baby. That's the way the survival of the species is, to make sure that procreation continues on at the expense of the one giving birth. It's going to pull mm-hmm. from mom. That's why you hear things called Bell's palsy, where you end up with a calcium deficiency, so then you have paralyzation on half your face. Okay, case in point. Well, skin, you do lose some elasticity while it's being stretched to accommodate the child, and where she's talking about cottage cheesy at the same time of the elasticity looking still, even though she's not heavy, to be far beyond her youthful age of mm-hmm. where skin, when it's younger, snaps back. And so that's why when I developed TTAP, it's more than just an exercise program to look better, to lose inches, to tighten and tone the skin. It actually rebuilds the body's metabolic processing and hormonal balance and endocrine system. So you literally rebuild from the inside out, not just activating muscles to burn calories, but more doing that, okay, but more so on this whole rebuilding the core of the issue, so that when Dr. Perricone says that TTAP is an effective anti-aging program, it's not that you'll look younger, it's that your body becomes younger, because it turns back time, because when we're young, things work well. Not just that we can digest our food easier, but and metabolize it and use it for energy rather than storing it as fat, but it's the whole intra-connection of all systems within the body. So it saddens me to when a woman of only 20-some years old goes, do you think there's any hope? Yes. As I say in my DVDs, yes, you can. Because with the amazing human body, it's never too late to rebuild and rejuvenate if you understand how to move the machine, how to move the muscles so that they activate and use the endocrine system, the lymphatic system, all the eliminations, so that you go right to the cellular toxicity to get more nutrients in and more trash out. So let's go case in point just specifically for her. For anyone who's lost significant amount of weight in a short period of time, and let's face it, after a baby is growing for 9 months and then immediately there's a lot of loss of weight, water weight, baby weight, that's quick weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
The younger you are, the faster the skin can snap back. We all have heard that, because the older we are, the less nutrients, so it takes a little longer, a little bit more skin brushing. We can improve it dramatically, but we can't say somebody who's in their late 40s is going to have the elasticity of someone in their 20s, just based on, you know, physiological factors.
Sure.
However, because she's severely nutritionally depleted, she has skin that's far older than the chronological years. Okay, most people by now have read the books by Dr. Oz and Dr. Mehmet, you know, The Real Age, where you take a skin elasticity test where you can pinch your skin, and if it doesn't snap back within a certain amount of seconds, then there's an age factor on elasticity. Those all go back to nutrients of the skin. And where does the skin get its nutrients? From the blood. So circulation needs to be increased in order to get nutrients in at the cellular level of the skin, the outermost one organ that covers the whole body. The other thing is that we hear from a lot of books out there about being over-acidic, that if one's over-acidic, that causes inflammation in the body. Dr. Perricone talks about this. Other doctors do. You get things like arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, breakdown of skin into rashes. Okay, well, too much toxicity from additives, preservatives, and too much sugar or too much meat in balance with vegetables, an over-acidic and over toxic environment starts to break down tissue, okay, which means if you're not eliminating that cellular toxicity, it's not just drinking more water, you also have to have a healthy lymphatic system.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere there's a blood vessel, there's a clear vessel right next to it called the lymph system. The only difference between the two, because they serve all cells throughout the whole body, is that the blood vessels have a heart to pump it. It's called the circulatory system, whereas the lymph vessels have no heart to pump it. The only way you can move lymph fluid throughout your body to eliminate trash from the cells and toxicity is by moving muscles. You have to move the body in order to move the lymph. Okay, all exercise involves some lymphatic movement. Walking is so effective and so good for everyone. Be more about lymphatic movement rather than calorie burning. And then in TTAP, what I did, understanding the physiological factors, is optimize circulation, nutrients in, and elimination, lymphatic flow out. And so the exercises are done in a certain sequence, so that you can work the muscles layer by layer to optimize that lymphatic function. Additionally, the type of exercise movement I do is called comprehensive and compound, the full length of the muscle from origin to insertion, whereas most exercise is just the belly of the muscle to one attachment. TTAP exercise movement is the full length of the muscle at both attachments. And so that literally makes your muscles work like a squeegee to squeeze out all of the lymphatic fluid as it's moved, and at the same time allow full blood flow in. So you're optimizing the body's base mechanics to get optimal nutrition to the cell and optimal trash elimination out of the cell. Okay, so back to the pregnancy. How do you increase circulation to all of that skin that's been stretched to accommodate a baby and now gone? In addition to muscle movement, which exercises and rebuilds inside the body, I highly suggest brushing the skin with a dry brush. By brushing, your skin will start to turn pink. Why? Because blood flow is coming to the surface of the skin, so you're literally exercising the skin at the same time when you do your TTAP exercises, then you're getting both bangs for the buck, as my dad would say. So you're exercising on the inside as well as the outside. The pattern of body brushing I call CRT body brushing. I do it in a certain sequence. So most of the time for your listeners, if you just get a dry brush and brush towards the center of your body, towards the heart, just make sure you brush up and towards the heart, you'll be fine. All I did, since I created TTAP for cancer patients initially, that's where the point of entry was, and we are in Memorial Sloan Kettering in a second year of a five-year clinical study right now, is because cancer patients going through chemo and radiation have high levels of toxicity within their system. So I created this body brushing sequence along with special TTAP exercises to optimize the body's ability to get rid of the chemotherapy residuals and the radiation damage to help bring the nutrients so you can get cellular rebuilding as well as elimination. Okay, so that's why a lot of body brushing might start with the bottoms of the feet. I start with the palms of the hand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's one of the differences, and I'm not going to go through all of the brushing sequence on. I just want everyone listening to realize how important it is to brush your body daily dry. And it doesn't just exfoliate. Yes, it does that. Yes, it will tighten and tone your skin. But this poor girl and all of us out there, it's easier to prevent than having to rebuild. If we would just brush our bodies daily, much the same way as I brush my horse before I can get on her to ride, because horses are known to have poor lymphatic systems. That's why you can't just jump on a horse and ride them. They get swollen ankles. Well, the same thing happens to us as soon as our lymphatic systems start to get sluggish. Women who start to get swollen fingers and ankles by the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
we better start doing our TTAP. We better start doing some hoedowns. We need to body brush because we already are showing signs of a sluggish lymphatic system. So the daily brushing plus the 15 minutes, that's all you have to do, the 15-minute workout, which is Chapter 4 in the book called Fit and Fabulous in 15 minutes, will give you all the tools you need to rebuild, better yet prevent, but rebuild even post-baby. In fact, you can do that 15-minute workout through full term of pregnancy. That's why when I worked in the modeling world for about 18 years, those models could give birth and be back to work within 6 weeks because they were doing the TTAP 15-minute workout throughout the whole pregnancy. So it's never too late, even if your baby's now 22 years old. It's never too late because we have a success story. You met her in person,
mm-hmm.
okay, at my retreat, where she had 12 babies,
oh,
and she
Charlotte
regained her tightened and toned skin, okay, and she's in her 40s. Her babies are from age 2 to 27, and she went from a size 24 to a size 2 without any loose skin, okay, because she was doing TTAP, the 15-minute workout every day, and the body brushing. So you've witnessed, because it sounds too good to be true. I realize
mm-hmm.
that. That's why there's lots of stuff to try before you buy at TTAP.com. Free clips so you can try the exercises or go to your library and check out Fit and Fabulous in 15 minutes. I really want to educate and motivate every female out there, men too, it's non-gender, but the women go through the childbirth,
mm-hmm.
and that those hormonal changes do add a lot to the lack of elasticity or the tightening toning real quick. Okay, we can make the hormones work in our favor to turn back time quicker because our bodies are designed to do that, give birth and then rebuild and get it back. So if anything, she needs to also think, to give the specifics for this young lady because she might be listening, to start feeding the skin. Okay, we have the internet these days, so it makes it really easy. In my book, in Chapter 6, I have God-made, man-made dietary guidelines, because I believe in eating food.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to eat all kinds of food, not just protein and no carbs. You need protein, carbs, and fat. You give three, all three, you've got the building and the building tools for your skin to rebuild internally and externally. Add to it, just add more veggies, things with color. All of those antioxidants and vitamins will help as well. But the biggest thing I tell people is skin elasticity is due to mineral deficiency, not vitamin deficiency.
Now, that's an interesting statement. A mineral deficiency, not a vitamin deficiency.
Exactly. And the main thing women need, we need magnesium. And ironically, that's the first thing the baby's going to pull from mama, because you need magnesium as one of those necessary nutrients to build the nervous system.
Now,
okay, because when you're really stressed, it's magnesium that helps your body relax without side effects.
With the magnesium, you had made a comment to me about computers, sitting in front of computers, and how that depletes magnesium in the system.
It depletes B vitamins as well, and B vitamins are real important in the way of building nervous system. Yes, fluorescent lighting, computers, they all pull nutrients from our body.
That's amazing. I don't think that...
A lot of people don't think that.
Yeah.
And the Native Americans, I come from Native American heritage, and when I worked in Germany, I worked with a lot of the holistic world, and they used to say, do not live near a power line, or
mm-hmm.
try not to have, you know, power lines going over your bedroom where you sleep. Do not have electrical, like, clocks at the head of your bed. Don't use electric blankets. The electrical current will alter your nervous system and the way your body energy during sleep is when you rest and repair. It will alter such things. Yes, we forget that technologically things might get faster. And I you know, like with cell phones and,
mm-hmm.
and computers and all that. Well, yeah, but they also make aging of the body faster.
Okay.
So we need to take time and relax. We need to take time and get out in the fresh air away from fluorescent lighting and computers. Take time and reconnect with the earth. Breathe fresh air, not just air inside of your apartment or your home, because it's contained air. And anyone who's been in an airplane knows if one coughs, then the whole place is going to get the germs that the person's coughing because it's circulated. Well, we forget that in homes that are where we don't open the windows, we're just recirculating dead air. Unless we have lots of plants to give off oxygen, it gets very stale. So how does this come to this poor lady getting her skin back after giving birth? All of these are pieces of the puzzle. I wish it were just one thing. We have to do our own trial and error. So she needs to take calcium magnesium. I always suggest try to do at least once a week a Dead Sea salt mineral bath.
Oh,
not just Epsom salts. Epsom salts will give you the magnesium to relax, but it's not going to give you the minerals to retighten and tone your skin. Dead Sea mineral salts, you can get them at the store. Trader Joe's always has the best price of everything. Ahava has Dead Sea mineral. Most Walgreens, Walmart, you go in, just look for Dead Sea mineral salts and then put that in your bath. You can get liquid magnesium, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Wisdom in Health is a great site. You can put it topically as an oil on your skin, or you can add it to the bath, and it works wonders at tightening and toning the skin. You can do a magnesium foot soak, and even though it's just your feet soaking, your skin from head to toe tightens.
Amazing.
Because it goes in through the
feet. By anyone of any age.
Exactly. It's
wow.
Never too early or too late to help support your body or to move the muscles to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. And the exercise factor, that is one thing that I've had so many people that haven't seen me for a while that they just say, my goodness, your skin, you just look wonderful, Donna. I said, well, thank you. I really appreciate that. And it's something that with the TTAP, it has enabled me to do a good workout in 15 minutes because often my schedule is such that to do an hour, it just isn't going to work. I just don't have that kind of time. But the results have really been phenomenal. And I know that the girlfriend that was expecting a baby, we were talking about skincare, and I told her about the body brushing, and I told her about the exercising. I said, that's very important that you do all of these things, just what you've said, but knowing about the magnesium and the Dead Sea mineral salts is extremely valuable. tomorrow we have got a big, big holiday. Just about everybody and, you know, everywhere in the country is going to be really having a feast. It's Thanksgiving mm-hmm. Day. It's this wonderful holiday where people get together. I know I'm fixing up all kinds of things to take over to a friend's home. And, of course, people are going to feel like they're waddling ducks by the time they finish eating because they're really going to overindulge with all the good stuff. What tips can you give us for that, Teresa?
Well, the number one tip of all is hoedowns. A little mini max move, an exercise that takes less than 2 minutes to do, that if you do 10 hoedowns, it's equal to a mile. So if you just try to space that out throughout the day on Thanksgiving Day, it'll promote digestion, assimilation, and elimination. It clears out the cobwebs in the brain. It reconnects left, right, brain, mind, body. It's been promoted in the book IBS for Dummies by Dr. Carolyn Dean to help things to eliminate. So if people have constipations as an issue from mm-hmm. too much inactivity, hoedowns get things moving. For those who have diabetic issues and blood glucose or concerns, it's been shown that it can lower blood glucose 65 to 85 points within 3 to 5 minutes. And for those of us who don't have diabetic concerns, better to use that blood glucose as energy rather than to be converted as fat. So if you were to do a set of hoedowns right before you sit down to have your dinner, and then do one or two sets of hoedowns post-dinner, then wait an hour. So when you start thinking about having another piece of pumpkin pie mid-afternoon, just do a set of hoedowns and then sit down and do it. Do it again after. You will be amazed at how much it will keep the bloat away. You'll feel full, but you won't, and it actually helps take away the appetite re-craving for sugar. You know how you eat that turkey dinner and you're to the point, at least this is me, to where I'm just literally pushing myself away from the table and I am so full. Mm-hmm. Yet within 45 minutes, I'm licking my lips going, you know, I could have a little bit more of some maybe dessert, some pumpkin pie,
yes,
or, you know, some cranberry relish. And the craziness of that is because even though so full and our blood sugar is high and our stomachs are full, the crash then has it to where your body recraves that sugar back up. So if you were to do your set of hoedowns, you pull the fat from fat cells once you get blood glucose down. But you pull the energy from your body to execute the exercise, which is no jumping. It's like basically just lifting your knee and touching the floor, your foot to the floor, four times to the front, do it to the side, repeat, and then two sets of two and one set of one. You finish that side, you do it the other side, you're done. So we're not talking about great exertion here. But you won't go through the peaks and valleys. You'll be able to maintain a constant of being content and full but not overstuffed and not getting crazy cravings. So that's my number one secret. The second one is to get up and walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like after I have a good meal, nothing's better. I know the guys might want to go plop in front of the football game. At least that's what my family does. But when you get up and go out, it's beautiful this time of year. There's a crisp coolness in the air. You know, it's a time for being grateful. And how lucky are we to have a country where we can still walk out, and if you're in the area where the leaves have changed colors, or where I'm at in Florida, the sun is shining. And, you know, my brother served time in Iraq, and he came back and told me many, many stories as a Marine of just how doom and gloom it is over there. And we're so lucky to have the quantity of food, the selection of food, the friends and family, our freedom to speak our minds politically, religiously, whatever, as you sit around at the table. And so get out and walk, talk, interact with each other. Many times it's this time of year when we're with family members that we don't always see all the time. And so that walk will do good for the mind and the belly. And since TTAP's mindful movement, I always say, just give yourself a break. Don't worry about exercising on the day you want to enjoy family and good food. You can do that the next day. As it is, if you do TTAP, it's every other day to maintain with cheating. And if you eat well and follow like a good monetary, and like I don't know, I'm always cheating, but if you maintain average consumption, you really only need to do it three times a week to maintain, or twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it's not like you have to do TTAP every day. But Hodan's is that little secret move that delivers big bangs as far as keeping the sugar down, the mind clear, and the energy up, and the inches down. Because it tightens and tones as well.
Yeah, you made a statement I found very interesting, that 10 repetitions of the Hodan equals 1 mile.
Yes,
did I hear
that
you
amazing?
Correctly?
Yes, isn't that amazing? It's because of the cardiac conditioning it provides. Now, I just finished a Hodan showdown with the Sunray Elementary School in Pasco County, Florida, grades kindergarten through fifth grade.
Oh, and yes, you've got to tell us about that.
Okay, so these children were like hopeful that they could be the last child standing in their class in order to get a TTAP t-shirt that says TAP Core on it. And it's called TAP Core because it's the core of the program to build strength, flexibility, and healthy heart function. Because I don't need to have kids worried about what their BMI is and what size they're wearing or if they're skinny or fat. I just want healthy hearts and moves out there. Okay, so there's 9 exercises, and Hodowns is one of them. And Hodowns is probably the most challenging because it's left brain, right brain involvement. And so coordination, developmental bodies don't always have that quite tweaked just right. So they had to learn the move, and they've been practicing it. So at any rate, what the Hodown Showdown was is I showed up after they'd been practicing for a month, usually doing, you know, 2 in the morning after Pledge of Allegiance and another 2 in the afternoon after lunch. So they were doing about 4 Hodowns a day. Some of them were practicing on weekends. And so these kids came into one big room, and the first group was the 4th and 5th graders. And they did 50, that was the last group. They did 43 Hodowns nonstop.
Oh, my goodness.
45 minutes of Hodowns nonstop. And there were children on the stage with me who were category winners, and they had never done more than 10. They kept wondering when the old lady on stage, which was me, because I guess when you're in fourth grade, when's she going to start? She's really old, you know. They had never thought they could do that many, but the thrill of the competition is they did 43. The second and third graders, they did 33. The first graders did 31. And the kindergartners did 28.
Amazing.
When they heard that 10 made a mile. Now, my face was beet red because of the amount of oxygen and blood flow, that the circulation that came about, I was beet red. So I kept thinking, boy, is my face going to look young tomorrow? but it's where, yes, the reason it's like about a mile is because of the cardiac conditioning, as well as all of the muscles being used, and calorie expenditure is at premium as well. I was so sore the next day because I did 115 Hodowns because I did it with them. So I'd like to see anyone my age, I'm over 50, do 115 in Hodowns. And in fact, the TV media was there, and the whole catchphrase was, do you think you can do more Hodowns than a fifth grader? Like the TV show
about
you're smarter than a fifth grader. But here's a little move that nobody will hear you do it if you do it in the bathroom.
That's
or the back bedroom. You can do a quick set of Hodowns, clear the mind so that you can debate what topic's being talked about at the Thanksgiving table. Or if you get sleepy in the afternoon and you just want to rev up your energy so you can go out for that walk, but you really want to lay on the couch and just go to sleep, do a set of Hodowns. You convert the energy. You take that glucose and fat and turn it into energy rather than stuffing it into new fat cells.
Well, that is absolutely wonderful. Now, you have a wonderful, wonderful gift for the holiday season, and we want to be sure that we cover that, because I just have been telling people about this opportunity for 3 winners. What are we going to be offering here, Teresa?
So for our 3 winners, and remind me now, because I'm always on fast track here.
Right.
If I remember, I was going to give them for free.
Right. And it was on the skin brushing process, which I think is just awesome. I've been doing that myself ever since I came back from your retreat.
And the 15-minute workout.
And the 15-minute workout. So it's the skin, and that's called the CST.
CRT,
CRT,
skin tightening system.
Mm-hmm.
The reason it's called CRT is because initially it was everybody was buying it for cellulite removal. But then after people were saying, gosh, I've just lost 100 pounds and my skin is tightened up with it, like the lady you met, Charlotte. She lost 117 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
In all truth, not everybody deals with cellulite, but it does help improve cellulite, but it definitely tightens and tones the skin. So I just call it the CRT body brushing program. So three lucky winners, you're going, whoever calls in, we're going, that normally retails for $69.95. And the 15-minute workout retails for $39.95. You get it for free. All we need is your name and your address. You send that to me, Donna. And then we're going to give a 30% coupon, good from now through the end of the month, to anybody listening to this radio show. You just enter or call our 800 number, go to our web store, enter your 30% coupon, and we had, what was our coupon code again? Do you remember?
It was, let me see, I've got it right here. It is code DSS30. DSS30.
Okay. So everybody, you just type that in when you're at the web store, and it'll automatically take the 30% discount off whatever you want at TTAP. Or you can call 1-877-TAP-FIT. That's 1-877, T as in Tom, A-P-P as in Paul, F-I-T. It's toll free. You can say you heard it on the radio and you'd like to buy blank and use your 30% discount. Just because if Donna can do it, so can you. If
absolutely.
I can do it, so can you. We want all of you to be as fit and fabulous in the least amount of time, get the quantity of movement, and enjoy this holiday season. This will be your first holiday season, and you won't have to worry about holiday pounds or inches.
That is wonderful, and I'm going to be putting that in my email newsletter as well, Teresa. So that's a 30% coupon through the end of the month for anybody that goes to your web store, 877-TAP-FIT. That's T-A-P-P-F-I-T, and then I'll give out more information on the rest of it. We've run out of time. Gee, Teresa, it's great, and we'll be talking with you again next month.
Thanks, Donna. Time always flies with you, and I just want everyone to know, bend it, tuck it, lift it, and yes, you can.
Yes, you can. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Teresa, thanks so much. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says Glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says Glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hello, and this is open mic time. Yes, if you'd like to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of insight. It's 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And all I need from you, if you're a first-time caller, is your first name or your initial, and then after that, hey, just let me tell you what I perceive, and you're welcome to ask me then, when I finish, about anything that you would really like to ask me about. And it doesn't make any difference. You can just go ahead and do that. I'll give you my perceptions, and we'll just take it from there. Again, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. And again, just give me a buzz if you would like to chat. By the way, I wanted to finish. We ran out of time with Teresa. She is always loaded with so much information. This woman has dedicated her life to wellness, and I've just been so pleased to have the interaction with her because I know what it's done for me. There are going to be the opportunity for three of you to win her skin brushing, her CRT DVD, which is awesome. And she has a special batch of exercises included on that one. I know I've got it. But you're going to get it for free. You're also going to get the 15-minute workout for free, which is what I use on a daily basis. So that all you have to do is call me at my office, 800-872-8852. That's 800-872-8852. Mention that you've heard about this free offer on the show, and you also could send me an email, or you could send me an email, whatever you prefer. But in the subject line, put the Donna Sebo Show and put the code DSS30 in there, and then that way I will know that it's related to the drawing. And we're going to have this, we're going to give you the opportunity during the month so that just before New Year's, we will be making the announcement of the three winners. Now, if you want to enter for that, that's great. Believe me, that's terrific. But if you don't want to wait to see if you're going to be a winner, go to her website, which is ttap.com, and go to the web store and have the code DSS30. DSS30. You will get a discount of 30% on anything that you order. It's just great. And by the way, you can also see the hoedowns on her website. So you can actually watch it being done. They work. So believe me, it is an easy way to get yourself into shape. So I wanted to just bring up a little bit of trivia. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. And there is a wonderful story about a turkey, how it really became a symbol for Thanksgiving in a very special way, because by the 1860s, a lot of people in the United States, very patriotic people, decided they were going to send turkeys to the president for Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners and for inaugurations. And there was a gentleman by the name of Avery who sent a monster turkey directly to President-elect Abraham Lincoln just in time for his inauguration in 1861. And Henry Vose of Westerly, Rhode Island, sent a turkey to Lincoln in 1863. Now, according to Noah Brooks, who was a newspaperman and he was a friend of Lincoln's, the president was given a turkey in 1863 that his 10-year-old son, Tad, well, it became his buddy. Yes, that turkey became a very, very good friend, and he named him Jack. Now, when it came time to prepare Jack's Christmas meal, Tad burst into one of his father's cabinet meetings, and I know we've got a listener, and I'll be right with you. He burst into the cabinet meeting requesting that Jack not be killed for Thanksgiving dinner? You know what? Lincoln said, we won't kill him, son. We won't kill him. Now, on Election Day in 1864, Lincoln saw the turkey at the polling place at the White House and asked Tad, what business has the turkey stalking about the polls in that way? Does he vote? No, his son replied, he's not of age. So his dad, President Lincoln, loved his real quick response and took pride in retelling the story, which has been repeated in various forms ever since then, all the way from the 1800s. Let's go to our first caller of the day. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Tammy, calling from Tucson.
Hi. Now, Tammy, did you hear about Teresa's giveaway?
No.
All right. Well, I don't know if you've ever heard Teresa on the show, but if you want to win, we've got an opportunity for three people to win free DVDs on her exercise program and also on her body brushing, which tones up the skin. So if you want to do that, be sure and send me an email.
Sounds wonderful.
Oh, it's great. It's good stuff. Sorry you missed the first part of the program. Okay, hon, I'm gonna be going on break in just a few minutes. But anyway, just stay with me if I do, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Tammy, the first thing that I'm looking at with you is that you are going to be very consistent in a plan that you are going to be working towards. And it's sort of boring, but it is the tiny, consistent steps that you are taking that are slowly but surely making a difference. There is going to be apparently a conflict, and it has to do with miscommunication between yourself and another individual. Don't worry about it. The air will clear about the concern. However, it needs to be paid attention to because it will show you and demonstrate to you how you will need to be very clear, make sure that someone really understands what you're trying to get across to them. If you do that, then it's going to be easier for you to convince someone of the value of what you're trying to present to them or whatever you're trying to share with them. Because this other person's mind is off on another tangent due to their experiences. So it's like you have to bring them to the clarity of what you're trying to explain to them or get across to them. You do that, and it just takes practice on. We all go through things like this where we're thinking one thing and another person's in another track of thought. It's not unusual. It's just what I call the human brain processing system. So it's just important clarity, and you'll actually find the individual is pretty much in favor overall of what you have in mind. It's just the semantics of how you're expressing it. That's all. And you'll be able to get through it quite nicely. Oh, and by the way, this sensitivity with your skin, I am looking at a sensitivity, and I think it may have to do with a lotion that you will be using, something that you're that's going to have a chemical of some kind in it, and you'll wonder why your skin is feeling drier than it normally would. And it's not the weather. It's something you're putting on the skin that is literally eliminating the oil in the skin itself. It's a very odd result. You wouldn't expect it from whatever you're applying. So just be aware of that. A little olive oil, I think, would just be just great. It's easy to put on, and it doesn't smell, and just let it go into the skin, and I think it'll really do a good job. It helps to relieve the itching. Do you have a question for me?
I do. Thank you so much.
I'm going to have to put you on hold, hon. We've got to take a break.
Okay.
Tammy, we're going to be back with Tammy. If you'd like to call 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95, plus shipping and handling. And the author, Donna Sebo, will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Quickly, before we go back to Tammy, I want to remind those of you in the Tacoma, Washington area, in Western Washington, in fact, I'm going to be doing an appearance at a wonderful event, the 4th Dickens Festival at Stadium in downtown Tacoma, and this is for the entire family. It is absolutely marvelous. I'm going to be at the King's Bookstore doing many consultations, and part of the proceeds will be going for a very special charity in the community. So anyway, if you wanted to find out more information about this, go to DickensFestival.com. That's DickensFestival.com. They're also going to have a costume contest, and I'm going to be in costume there. So if you want some more information, it'll be included in my newsletter, which is going to be coming out next week. And then you also, again, can go to the site of DickensFestival.com and find out everything you need to know. Let's go back to Tammy. What's your question for me, dear? And thank you for waiting.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure. Thank you. I wondered if you picked up that I would be successful. I've been on this quest since I relocated to a different community the last 7.5 years to find a spiritual center for myself with a group of people. And the spiritual center being any, a living mm-hmm. room. It doesn't mean, it doesn't matter, an alley. It doesn't. It's just a group of people that I'm looking for
uh-huh.
to have that time with once a week, once a month. And I did call someone recently that I had met a while back, and she said she was going to put out some feelers and look at doing this. I'm wondering if you see that as successful.
Well, let me make a suggestion to you. And I say this because I'm not seeing a group immediately. What I think you are going to develop is a grouping of friendships where you may decide to have different people come in, let's say, to your home. And say, gee, I'd like to get together once a month. And I think that is the way it's actually going to evolve. I believe you are going to explore, as you have been doing, going into different environments and getting to know different people. But you are going to find that thread of commonality with certain persons that will be very compatible with you, and I think you're the one that is going to make this group. And it could be two at a time. I don't see it ever getting real, real big. I'm seeing it getting maybe you're having 10 people. But it's a fellowship time, and you're going to either share some reading materials that you're going to find out about, you're going to do something that where every single person is going to be involved. In other words, one would become the leader 1 week and another would be a leader maybe 1 month, and because you're all going to be quite busy. So I think it's going to be more like once a month, not once a week. I don't see it holding if it's once a week. It just isn't going to work. But I'm seeing you meeting different people in different places and just actually inviting them. And say we'd make it maybe a Saturday morning about 9 o'clock and we spend an hour, and if you want to spend more time, that's fine. But I think what you're going to need to do is eventually set a time frame and make it for a period. If it's once a month, maybe you want to make it 2 hours. But make it a period and don't, how do I want to say this? It's like I don't want you to say, gee, if you're not there, then you're not a part of the group, because sometimes somebody may not be able to come in that month. But if you do it on a basis and then you're sharing different things with them that you find out about, or just ask questions, just so it's like a safe center of communication for people, I think you're going to have a very nice group. But I don't ever see it getting real, real big. But it's a nice time for fellowship. It's a time for just sharing. I'm actually seeing a man in the group that you're really going to enjoy. Everybody's going to enjoy him. So I think that's going to evolve. I think it's good that you're exploring. I think it's good that you're talking with different people and meeting different people. And I would just say enjoy the process, because eventually you're going to do it yourself.
Okay. Well, thank you. I used to be a part of that in another community. There was a larger community, and, mm-hmm. and there were so many of that type of thing available. And here it's been kind of stumbling along. And
well, do you have a little bookstore that's in your area, or a major bookstore?
Yes.
Why don't you look at putting up a posting and maybe meeting at, you know, if there was a Border Books, or if there's, you know, some of the smaller bookstores I know in the Seattle area have mimicked Barnes & Noble and Borders by providing areas where you can talk. And I think of one that's in an area, it's a very small community called Kent here in Washington. And this woman has her bookstore, and she has comfortable chairs in there, and people come in and meet. And they have reading groups. They have all kinds of people that come in, and she's just delighted. Makes business for her store, and people love coming into the environment, so you might want to check that out.
That's an excellent
check
idea.
Out a local bookstore, if you have a community bookstore, and say, this is what I'd like to do. Would you mind if we chose one Saturday, or maybe it'd be an evening? You know, maybe it'd be a Friday evening if you're busy working during the week, as so many people are. Maybe you'd want to do it on a Friday evening, or maybe a Sunday afternoon. But just invite people and put a little posting up right in the bookstore. See who comes up.
I love it. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Happy Thanksgiving, Donna.
Oh, thanks so much. And by the way, if you're interested in stuff with Teresa, let me know, because I'll put you in the drawing.
Okay. Thank you so much, Donna.
You're welcome, dear. Have a fabulous holiday.
Thank you.
This is Donna Siebel. Well, I don't know that we're going to have a whole bunch of time for anybody else, but if you want to try to squeeze in, 877-876-5227 is the telephone number to call into. Oh, let me quickly tell you who we have got coming up. Oh, we have such a dynamic lineup. It's just absolutely amazing. We are going to be talking about the Egypt Code. Yes, this is a fascinating book about Egypt. This is coming up on Monday. And then Addicted to Stress? Well, Debbie Mandel is going to give us some wonderful tips. Who would have thought you can get addicted to it? But you know, there are people that actually are. If they're not under stress, they don't know what to do with themselves. Well, hey, this isn't just for the real serious addicts. This is for any of us that have become so accustomed to being at that level that when we're not there, we think something's wrong. Well, we'll unlearn that. Then Janet Beyer is going to be my guest next Wednesday. We're going to be talking about tarot. Now, the tarot cards are interesting tools to work with, but she developed a process of using tarot so you can go back in time and get perspective. Very interesting. And then Richard Bandler is going to be my guest next Thursday. We're going to be talking about neuro-linguistic programming. He has the most wonderful publications on how, if you're trying to overcome certain things, you can do it. And then also the Milton Secret. We're going to be talking about children's books. Wonderful, wonderful week. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Tomorrow, we are going to be playing a Best of Donna, because I'm going to be celebrating with my family, as you are going to be doing with yours. So we're going to be playing a repeat of a recent show. And just have a wonderful time. And don't forget those hoedowns, because you don't want to be roly-poly or bloated. See you back, trim and slim, on Friday. Donna Siebel here. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.